This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv warned Tuesday that Russia is stepping up efforts to launch strikes against Ukraine's residential areas and government facilities in the coming days. In its message, the U.S. Embassy said Russian strikes in Ukraine pose a continued threat to civilians and civilian infrastructure, adding that U.S. citizens should depart Ukraine if they're able to do so. Wednesday marks 31 years since Ukraine gained independence from Soviet rule, as well as 6 months since Russia launched its war. The message posted by the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv followed similar warnings from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky about potential Russian actions against Ukraine, coinciding with his country's Independence Day this week. Speaking with VOA's Flashpoint program, reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv said Zelensky has Ukrainian officials and residents prepared for the worst.
The whole week, all the Ukrainian governmental institutions, which are located in the governmental district in Kyiv, are working remotely. So basically, President Zelensky said that Ukrainian government and Ukrainian military is getting ready for a very difficult week and high possibility for massive missile attacks around Ukraine and Kyiv in particular. So people are getting ready and they are very much on the alert for these upcoming days.
Meanwhile, Poland's President Andrzej Duda traveled Tuesday to Kyiv for talks with President Zelensky and other officials about military, economic, and humanitarian support for Ukraine. The head of Duda's office, Paweł Żrout, told reporters the neighboring leaders would also discuss how Poland can politically help persuade other countries to help. Elsewhere in the country, Ukraine's military said Tuesday Russian forces carried out fresh artillery and airstrikes in the Zaporizhia region, where fighting has raised concerns about safety near Europe's largest nuclear power plant. This is VOA News. Drought has reduced China's largest freshwater lake to just 25% of its usual size, forcing work crews to dig trenches to keep water flowing to irrigate crops. The dramatic decline of water coverage in Punyang Lake in the landlocked southeastern province of Jiangxi has otherwise cut off irrigation channels to neighboring farmlands in one of China's key rice-growing regions. China's official Xinhua news agency reported the crews using excavators to dig the trenches only work after dark due to daytime heat. High temperatures have sparked mountain fires that have forced the evacuation of 1,500 people in southwest China, and factories have cut production as hydroelectric plants reduce their output amid drought conditions. The drought and heat wave wilted crops and shrunk rivers around the giant Yangtze, disrupting cargo traffic and reducing power output. Fed by China's major rivers, Punglang Lake averages about 3,500 square kilometers at high season, but has contracted to just 737 square kilometers amid the recent drought. The U.S. state of Texas and neighboring areas in the U.S. Southwest, an arid landscape that has also been hit hard by drought, has been pummeled by heavy rain in recent days. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The drought-stricken Dallas-Fort Worth area was inundated by heavy rain Monday, causing streets to flood and submerging vehicles as officials warned motorists to stay off the roads. This is the sound of water spilling off White Rock Lake. The official National Weather Service record station at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport reported 9.19 inches of rain in the 24 hours ending at 2 p.m. Monday. That's the second highest rain total ever in the Dallas area over 24 hours. Farther west, near the Arizona-New Mexico state line, about 60 people were forced to evacuate after a levee was breached. In Utah's Zion National Park, a woman who was swept away in a flash flood is still missing. I'm Mike Grazia.
The U.S. Defense Department has denied a second request from Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to deploy the District of Columbia's National Guard troops to help deal with thousands of migrants who arrived in the city on buses from Texas and Arizona. More than 7,000 migrants from countries such as Venezuela or Nicaragua have arrived in the nation's capital on buses since Texas Governor Greg Abbott began offering free rides in April to highlight what he called lax border enforcement policies by the Biden administration. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey followed suit in May. In a letter to Bowser, Pentagon Executive Secretary Kelly Bullener outlined a host of reasons National Guard troops can't be deployed. Repeating our top news story. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv warned Tuesday that Russia is stepping up efforts to launch strikes against Ukraine's residential areas and government facilities in the coming days. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff.